Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Texas John Slaughter, Book 1, by William W. Johnstone with J.A. Johnstone. Narrated by Terrence Aselford, with performances by David Jordan, Laura C. Harris, Christopher Sheeran, Chris Gennebach, James Lewis, Yasmin Toison, Michael Glenn, Jonathan Foyer, Ken Jackson, James Konacek, Nick DePinto, Jonathan Church, Patrick Busink, Scott Graham, Kimberly Gilbert, Andy Brownstein, Bradley Smith, Eric Messner, Mort Shelby, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Nathaniel Perry, Nora Ashrati, Andy Clements, and Gregory Woodell. Texas John Slaughter, Book 1. John Horton Slaughter strode along the boardwalk toward the all-too-familiar sounds. The people hurriedly got out of his way when they saw he carried a sawed-off double-barreled shotgun with the familiar ease that indicated he knew how to use it. All the noise came from Upton's top-notch saloon and gambling establishment, a place that had been a thorn in Slaughter's side ever since he'd been elected sheriff a year or so earlier. The owner, Morris Upton, had come from back east somewhere, and was a shady character as far as Slaughter was concerned. Of course, at times, Slaughter had also been considered a shady character, a rustler even, by some folks, but that didn't make him feel any more sympathetic toward Morris Upton or the Easterner's rowdy saloon. Peace didn't suddenly occur because of the sheriff's entrance. The brawl was too far advanced. At least 24 men were wrestling, slugging, and trying to bash each other's brains out with broken table and chair legs. Slaughter stood just inside the door and solemnly regarded the melee in front of him. He wasn't a big man, but power seemed to radiate from his compactly built frame anyway. He was in his 40s, a time when many men began to slow down as the years caught up to them. But not John Slaughter. He was still a vital, energetic man. He had Viola to thank for that, he had thought many times. A beautiful, passionate wife would keep any man young. As Slaughter looked across the room, his gaze locked with that of Morris Upton, who stood behind the bar with both hands resting on the hardwood. Upton's lean, saturnine face, topped with a shock of iron-gray hair, was creased in a frown, but Slaughter thought he didn't really look that unhappy about the brawl. In the saloon business, a bad reputation could actually be good for business. The cowboys from the big cattle spreads came into Tombstone looking for excitement. The top notch certainly gave them that. Slaughter recognized cowboys from several different crews among the combatants. When the other hands on those ranches heard about what had happened, they'd be eager to come to town and settle the score. Before they got around to that, though, they would guzzle down gallons of Upton's liquor and lose plenty of money to his house gamblers. Then, after any ruckus that broke out, he would collect damages, too. It was a good setup, as long as you didn't care whether anybody got hurt. Slaughter lifted the sawed off and pointed the weapon toward the ceiling, then decided not to play into Upton's hands by blowing a hole in it. He waited until one of the battling cowboys reeled within reach and slapped the twin barrels against the side of his head, knocking him to the floor. The cowboy's friend saw what had happened and charged Slaughter. When Slaughter reached the bar, he quickly stepped up onto it.
Hold it! The next man who throws a punch will do 30 days in the hoosegow.
The cowboys turned and looked up at the man standing on the bar. Slaughter was an impressive sight, from his broad-brimmed, cream-colored hat to his expensive boots. He was a rich man, something many peace officers weren't, and always dressed well. He wore a gray tweed suit over a darker gray vest and white shirt with a string tie around his neck. The suit went well with...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?